This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who came along?
Welcome back. Final segment, Dr. Pachinik. The Nancy Kumi is coming up.
Hey, you can come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, I'm Alex Jones. Last time he was on, he quoted a quote, and I wanted to look it up, and it was Otto von Bismarck that basically unified Germany, and he said, God has a special providence, that means good luck or a upper hand, God has a special providence for fools, drunkards, and the United States of America. And that's been pointed out for a couple hundred years. We've had unbelievable good luck, just really magic things happen. I think we're losing that luck now because this isn't America. We've been overrun by criminals, and we have to show we have courage. That's why I think God really loves people that have courage and who want people to be individuals and have free will. And Dr. Pachinik, in closing, thanks for all you do. Really appreciate it. I wasn't trying to toot our horn last hour. I just want listeners to understand that it's not that we're that strong. They're that weak. We just have to understand that we have to move forward and have confidence to really change this. But finishing up, what are you looking for the next 39 days? Let's just hypothetically, if Hillary gets in, what do you see happening there? I mean, I think their incompetence is really the most frightening thing I could imagine.
You're correct. It's a combination between her illness, the incompetency, and the fact that they have to buttress her up. So you will see a lot of movement in the beginning and a lot of payoffs in terms of what will happen. But she will not make it through the first year. She will probably die within that first year or so. She's not physically fit to handle it, nor mentally. So what we have is a real problem for our intelligence and military community to really take an assessment of what's going to happen if she comes in. That will be a very serious problem. It may be a John F. Kennedy type of problem. It may be a Nixonian type of problem. But I've been through this with Nixon and his transition to illness, and we've had a soft coup, but they're not going to have strong figures who are able to transition this country into a smooth relationship.
Well, they just have a big power struggle and hope she's an invalid, so her adjuncts
can... Well, not only an invalid, it'll be kind of a Woodrow Wilson situation where you won't see her, and that's exactly what you're seeing now. She's totally absent from the field. She can't handle most of the issues.
And that further discredits the government as the media lies and says she's fine, she's climbing Mount Everest.
Correct. And so that will be a disconnect, but it'll depend on our military and our intelligence services to determine what it is that they want to do. On one side, you have Michael Flynn. On the Trump side, on the other side, you have Michael Hayden. Both are quite qualified. They come out of the military intelligence. I know both of these guys, not well, but enough to know that they're competent. The secondary issue is America has to understand we continue no matter who's on the top. And no one can defeat us. And really what we have to do is to continue to devolve that power to the local level, to the state level.
And where the real engine of prosperity is.
Well, the real engine of prosperity, quite frankly, is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in the past 2.5 weeks traveling 4,000 miles is the intermodal traffic systems that I've seen trucking between the trains, the ships, and our trucks. We're a formidable country. And
sure, even though the trains weren't upgraded, Eisenhower's plan with the roads really sets us apart.
That's correct. The genius of Eisenhower has still not been appreciated. A man stopped the war in Korea. He built our roads and warned us that the military-industrial complex. That's what we need right now. We need another Eisenhower. Can Trump...
And he built the roads not just for the economy, but nobody could ever invade and win after those roads were built.
Well, nobody did invade us. The only people who invaded us was Bush and Clinton and the internal...
That's it. And that's why they claim that I'm a Russian agent or whatever, World War III.
They can claim whatever they want, but calling...
Well, what do you make of that? I mean, in 30 seconds, what do you make of this ridiculous thing that Trump's a Russian agent?
That's absurd. He's no more a Russian agent than Hillary's a Russian agent. Both do businesses with Russia. Podesta, who's the right-hand man to Hillary and is totally corrupt.
Uranium.
The Podesta group does business with Russia, the Ukraine, and so does Manafort, and so does Trump. So that's equal. That's not the issue anymore.
All right, Dr. Pachinik, always informative. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, and God bless your audience.
God bless you. SteveBachinik.com and AlmsJonesInfoWars.com. I'm going to punch out. Anthony Cumia, coming up, hosting the fourth hour, straight ahead, big syndicated talk show host in his own right, always informative, looking forward to watching this in my office as I take care of business. Here he is, straight ahead in 3 minutes.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th, Targeted, Exposing the Gun Control Agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to targetedthemovie.com. That's targetedthemovie.com. TARGETED. TheMovie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me back. I a couple of weeks ago doing this, and love Alex, love the opportunity to come on here and talk about things that matter, some issues of the day, the week, the month. Of course, we got to talk about the debate last Monday. Hillary and Donald had the first of the 2016 presidential debates, and I'm going to be honest. Very disappointed with Donald Trump. Very disappointed. I don't see it as him winning. His camp, a lot of the polls that I saw going around the internet saw Donald Trump as the winner of that debate. Some of the more biased mainstream media saw Hillary winning that one. Each candidate, of course, crows about how they won, respectively. And I saw it as 15, 20 good minutes of Donald Trump at the beginning of the debate. And then he fell apart. He was paying much too much attention and spending much too much time defending himself against whatever non-existent, inconsequential allegations that were coming up during the debate. Lester Holt, a shill for Hillary and the Democratic Party. He had to overcome that. I do give Trump the benefit of the doubt in that he had to deal with that. He had to deal with potential cheating. Now, I don't know. I don't know for sure that any of this was going on. But just the fact that there's a chance, and it seems feasible because Hillary has been such a liar over the years, that she cheated during the debate. Another thing that Trump had to overcome. So he had to go in there with his A game. Expectations were low for him because he is a businessman. He's not a politician. Although he has been in a lot of conferences and boardrooms and whatnot, he's not a debater. He's not a political debate expert. So we also gave him the benefit of the doubt on that. But he got up there and did exactly what they, the Democrats and Hillary, wanted him to do. They baited him, and he took the bait. Talking about the birth certificate issue, the birther issue, that Obama perhaps was not born in the country. Is that really something that I want these candidates talking about during a debate? Do I care? Do I care that he called a former Miss Universe contestant, was it, or Miss America contestant? The guy ran beauty pageants. That's what he did. He's a businessman. He's entertainer, reality show guy. So at one point in his career, he's running beauty contests 20 years ago. And one of the contest winners gained weight. And Donald Trump called her Miss Piggy. Okay. You know, perhaps not the most politically correct thing to do, but who said politically correct is a good thing? Again, he's in entertainment at the time. He's not running for office. He's not in office. And they're arguing about this during the presidential debate when they should be talking about national security, the economy, education, and all of those things that Hillary has dropped the ball on in her 40 years in the public eye. That didn't get brought up, and I squarely place the blame on Donald Trump. And again, Lester Holt, a shill, but a smart guy and a guy that has all that ammunition against Hillary Clinton should have used it. And for him to sit there and try to justify him calling a beauty pageant winner from 20 years ago Miss Piggy was horrible. Horrible to watch. Frustrating as hell. As a guy that wants real change in this country and wants to see what will happen if a guy gets in there that is a strong, smart businessman and not a professional lifetime politician, not beholden to other nations and companies and Wall Street like Hillary Clinton is. I want to see this. So it was very frustrating watching that debate to see her getting over on him by bringing up inconsequential topics and subjects and having him just sitting there or standing there defending himself. It looked bad. Hillary wasn't even supposed to be able to stand for 90 minutes. She was supposed to come out looking very haggard and terrible. She didn't. She came out looking spry, healthy. She didn't cough. She stood there for 90 minutes. That alone put her up a notch, unfortunately. And look, believe me, I cannot stand the woman. I want to see Trump win. I want to see him do well. But I can't sit here and fake it that he won that debate. He didn't. He did not win that debate. He's got to do a much better job next time. I don't know what his strategy was. If it was, hey, we got a few of these things, Why would I shoot my whole a load of ammunition at the beginning, the first debate? This isn't the one people remember. The last one, that's where you go in. That's the one people are going to remember the most when they go into the voting booths and pull the levers or press the buttons or whatever the hell we're supposed to do this election. That's why he needs to come out stronger in these next debates. He's got to hit her harder. Now, of course, they would say, oh, hit her harder, you sexist, misogynistic monster. This is a woman. He can't look like he's bullying a woman. He can't look like he's beating up on her. This will be fact-based, and it will be exactly what he needs to do. There's so many things. Benghazi, bring it up. The email scandal, bring it up. They talked about cybersecurity. Cybersecurity came up. And Hillary gets to blurt out this. He was encouraging the Russians to hack into our computer system, not understanding that Trump was absolutely being sarcastic, telling a joke. Actually, the emphasis of that statement was the fact that Hillary's server and emails were so insecure out there and out there for anyone to get that, hey, Russia, if you happen to see them, send them over. The press wants to get a hold of her emails. Not, hey, Russia, spy on us. But of course, they twist around everything because they are lifetime professional politicians. And Hillary's talking about that, getting Trump on that issue. He doesn't turn around and say, how dare you? The gall of you to try to tell the American people that you're the cybersecurity person, the go-to person in the age of cybersecurity. That's a no-brainer. That's an easy softball lobbed right at him. Don't just go wrong. No, you're on the debate stage. A record number of people are watching you. Slammer. She's got a horrific, horrific record that you could use against her. And I didn't see that. And damn it, it was frustrating. Frustrating to watch. And toward the end, he fell apart even more. He's explaining his finances. He's explaining the birth certificate issue. I mean, honestly. Turn it around. Tell the American people, look into that camera at the debate and tell them this is nonsense. I was talking on my own program about how where would that rate for America in importance to national security, borders, education, crime, violence, race relations, foreign policy, the economy, jobs. Where does he said Miss Piggy to a beauty pageant girl 20 years ago? Where does that rate on your list as an American as important? Pretty far down the line, I'd say. I'm going to take a stab at it and say that the majority of American people, even the ones that aren't a basket of deplorables, would say that that wouldn't even show up. Yet it was on the world stage during a presidential debate, and Trump didn't turn around and instead of explaining it, he didn't just turn around and go, really? Is that what we're going to discuss here? Lester, Hillary, that's what the American people, 85 million of them that have tuned into this, that's what they want to hear us talk about? Or do they want to hear about how she left four people to die in Benghazi? Or her emails are all over the globe because she decided an unsecured server was a good idea. Really? Her Clinton Global Initiative, the foundation, is so corrupt and was selling off the American government. Do you think that's a little more important, people, than if I said that Obama didn't have a birth certificate, or that I called a beauty queen Miss Piggy? I think you know the answer to that one, people. I think you know the answer to that. Again, thanks for having me. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is InfoWars. I'm Anthony Cumia for Alex Jones, the wonderful Alex Jones. I'll be right back.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dude, what happened to your face?
My razor. Trying to save money on blades.
You should try Harry's.
Harry's? I think I read an article in the Journal about them. The two guys who started that company with its own factory in Germany?
Right. And they sell online. Look, open a new tab and go to harrys.com. See, you can get great quality razors at a fraction of the cost.
Whoa, and those razors look so cool.
These guys get you whatever you need to look and feel like you're ready for that promotion.
So I could save money and
look as good as me?
Get a great shave with Harry's. With Harry's, you get a clean, smooth shave at a fraction of the cost. And because Harry's owns the factory, you never overpay. So what are you waiting for? Go to harrys.com right now, and Harry's will send you a razor, one of their quality blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free. Just cover shipping. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 9191 at checkout to claim your gift. That's harrys.com, code 9191.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got
one. On InfoWars.com, introducing Biome Defense, the first ever probiotic from InfoWarsLife.com. Get it with free shipping. Biome Defense by InfoWars Life is a superior blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains. That's a lot of cultures, which are known to support digestion and intestinal function. The experts agree that gut health plays a huge role in the normal function of your immune system, and it's essential for optimum health. Your gut, that gut of yours, is even home to over 100 million neurons, brain neurotransmitters, and is often called your second brain, right there in your gut, because of the direct link between the brain and the digestive system. Biome Defense, produced right here in these very United States of America at a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility and lab tested for quality. Get Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength today with free shipping. Just go to InfoWarsLife.com and start supercharging your gut health with our ultra high quality probiotics. Biome Defense from InfoWarsLife.com. Oh, yeah. How you doing, people? We are back. Infowars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. I can't even say my last name when I do this. My show, I say my name all the time. I never screw it up. Do Infowars. I screw up my own name. I don't know how it's done. Wonderful to be back. Was just talking about Hillary, Donald, the debate of last week or the beginning of the week, and some of his shortcomings. I was a little disappointed with the Donald, as he was called in New York many years ago, the Donald. I was disappointed, though, and think that he really, really needs to step it up next time. I don't like the yes men. I watch the news. I see a lot of people pop up saying that was great. Oh, my God. He doesn't need yes men. He has plenty of those. You need somebody to say, Donald, here's what you really need to do next time. I think Giuliani's a good guy for that. Giuliani, a little nutty. The last time I've seen him on the news, the last few times, a little nutty. But I like it. Full of energy and has the right message out there. I don't like seeing a lot of this Donald standing there saying, I agree with the secretary on this or that. There's plenty of other stuff to talk about than agreeing with the good Secretary Clinton at these debates. He needs to slam her on her horrid record of everything that she's done. I can't think, except for maybe John Kerry as Secretary of State, of a worse Secretary of State than Hillary Clinton. There isn't any of a huge accomplishment. Most Secretary of States, they have these accomplishments that are their legacy. Hers, some dead Americans in Benghazi, a Middle East that is more unstable now than ever, perhaps. Could it be ever? And she and Obama directly involved with making that as unstable as it is in the Middle East right now. Trump also needs to get on her about the fact that she's had the chance. He brought up, you know, hey, you had 30 years. He said that in the debate. Hey, you know, Madam Secretary, you had 30 years to do something and you did nothing. Expand on that. Bring up those 30 years and what she didn't do and the nightmare that she did do to this country. Bring up the husband. Bring up the infidelity. It shows her lack of judgment. It shows her hypocrisy. The president for women. Girls need to know that there's a place because Hillary will lead you and show you. Excuse me, she defended a child rapist as a lawyer in the 70s and then laughed about the fact that she got him off the hook and knew that he was indeed guilty. of raping a 12-year-old girl. That's the kind of president for the women that we want. I don't think so. Trump needs
to
bring this
march.
Up. We'll
the
be
empire's
right
on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crisp cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, back. Anthony Cumia on Infowars.com. Just when you think things can't get any more ridiculous, and just when you think Barack Obama couldn't screw things up with such limited time left in his tenure as president of these United States. 48 hours from now, Obama is turning over control of the internet to foreign entities, which really means the United Nations. Which they promised it would not go to. But first of all, the biggest question is why? Why would we as a country give over control of the internet to anybody. This is technology made here in the United States for our own convenience, information, future, built with our minds and materials here in this country. Once again, just amazing things that came out of the United States. And for years, as an exceptional nation, we were very proud of these things that we built and showed the world how exceptional this country is and why we are proud to be Americans. And Obama decides, meh, why does the United States have to be so exceptional? Let's give away the store and the internet will be going to foreign entity, some group, a consortium of countries that will take control of the internet. How is this a good thing? The reason the United States should and has had control of the internet, not even the fact that it was made here. Our basic principles, freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of the press, all are very conducive to making the internet what it is. An open, free environment to voice your opinions, good or bad, popular or unpopular. It's supposed to work that way. And believe me, in the United States, you can't find a better country, a better nation of free people to run it. I know sometimes it just looks like a disaster, but therein lies that's the rub, as they say. It's supposed to be good and bad. It's supposed to be an amazing transfer of information and a despicable place where horrid things are said. That's why America is the place the internet should be. It should be under control of. Who thought it would be a good idea to turn over control of the internet to the likes of China? Yes, China will have a hand in deciding how the internet goes into this century. Do you really think they want honesty, truth, freedom of expression, freedom of press? Do you think China wants that when already in their corner of the world's internet, they have a false digital security certificates for a number of websites, which is a way for them to keep tabs on what everybody's doing on other websites? You think you're in China, you're going to open a free website. They're petrified over there. People write things about dissidents about the government over there, and they get in big trouble. Not just, you know, oh, I wrote something politically incorrect on Twitter. Oh, I'm in trouble. Jail. Or worse, execution. They don't want to hear freedom and openness and criticism in China. If that's not bad enough, how about Russia? How about Russia wants or is going to have a say in the main framework and the future of the World Wide Web, what is the internet? Do you trust Vladimir Putin? There you go, Chinese dissident lawyer. I'm not even going to try with the name. I won't even try. Destroyed by jail. That's how it works. They don't want freedom. Russia, another country that's going to have a say. They've chipped away at internet freedom in Russia since Putin returned to the Kremlin in 2012. As International Business Times puts it in their 2014 article, one of Putin's new laws requires bloggers with over 3,000 readers to register with the government. Does that sound like a place where something like InfoWars can broadcast and be open? Look at this guy. I don't think I want this guy having a say in what happens on the internet. You think he's going to like your tweets and your Facebook posts? You think he's going to like some of your opinions? I don't think so. But Obama thought this was a good idea. And if you don't think it's going to affect our freedoms and what we do here in the United States on the internet, the freedoms we so enjoy, you're delusional. This is another way that Barack Obama has knocked down the old U.S. a notch. There it is. Give away that internet, right? Give it away. This is how he's knocked the United States down a notch. He does not like the United States to be exceptional, to be a place that other countries envy, look at with respect, fear, and leadership. They look at the United States as a world leader. Obama never liked that. If you've read anything about his dad, dear old dad, his father had a massive problem with imperialism and perceived colonialism of Western nations, of the UK, United States, and that carried over. That absolutely carried over into Obama's mindset. And he sees it as his job to bring down the U.S., knock it down a little bit. Got a little too big for its britches, and Obama's going to bring it down a bit. And controlling the people's ability to voice their opinions, voice their dissent, is an amazing way of doing this. Because we as a people, I still believe, even though a lot of us are in a huge basket of deplorables, we as American people are amazingly brilliant, resilient, innovative, when we're able to collectively work out problems, communicate, and share ideas. And that's what the internet is for, and that's what we do. When you take that away, you're left with a government that has a lot more power, and you're left with a people that has a lot less say in their own country and on the world stage. And that's exactly what Obama's been doing to the United States of America for all these years. I was so proud of the space program growing up. My God, to me, it was magic as a child to watch a Saturn V rocket, a skyscraper that they amazingly launched into the sky and took men to the moon. And now we sit and hitch a ride with the Soviet, the ex-Soviet Union, Russia. We have to hitchhike because we don't even have a vehicle to take Americans into space anymore. Again, knocked down a few notches. Our exceptionalism that led to America, Americans and the American flag being on the moon, that had to be done away with for some reason. And if you don't think Hillary Clinton is in that same category, a globalist, someone that wants to rule the world, be on the global stage, make America just another part of the bigger global picture. Boy, are you sadly mistaken if you don't think that's what Hillary wants. She's proven it. That's what she's done over the years. And I don't know. I don't like it. I do like a tad bit of nationalism in our country. National pride, being exceptional. Hillary Clinton outraising Trump 20 to 1 among billionaires. This is globalism. This is a woman that wants to be president of the United States in a global arena. She has no pride in this nation. She doesn't want our country to do well. She wants her and her elitists, global elitists, like Soros, all of them to do well and get as much power over the world as they can. Donald Trump, on the other hand, really seems to be a guy that wants to make America great again, as they say, by bringing it back on the world stage as a power, as a respected and feared power, using all of our resources to make the country great and make it respected again. When Hillary knocks him on that and says, the country is great, Donald Trump says America isn't great anymore. She's missing the point, or purposefully blowing off the point, which is it isn't great in that it's not respected. It doesn't have leadership in the world anymore. And that needs to be brought back. It can be done. I think under different circumstances, we saw it with Carter and Reagan. When Jimmy Carter was president, the United States lost a lot of clout and was a joke to the world. Militarily, it was a disaster, economically, and as far as having any say on the world stage, if I may say world stage again, I think I said it 18 times already, it was a joke. And Reagan came in and once again restored some pride to the country. And I would hope someone can do that. And Trump is the guy on the other end. And I hope, like I said about the debates, though, he's got to step it up. This is the big time. This is not a time to sit back and hope she screws up or falls down again or something like that. He's got to get up there and really rip down her, the Democrats, the globalists, all the people that are trying to take away and have successfully taken away that American exceptionalism that we've enjoyed for so long. Like I said, as a kid, watching that Saturn V lift off from the pad, knowing that Americans built this and were going to the moon and bringing the men back was just an amazing thing. And we just don't have that stuff to grab onto anymore, to feel good about as Americans. We just feel negative these days about being American. We've been told for so many years that we're terrible and we should be guilty and horrified at everything. Our history, what we do now, how we've treated people is awful. What do you expect? You expect us to feel good and proud? It's another way to make it easier to kick us down a few notches. If we as a people feel horrible about what we've done as a nation, it's that much easier to change things and try to reprogram the country into thinking that we aren't good and we don't deserve the great things that we've built and the amazing opportunities and lifestyles that we have here in the United States. Seeds of Disorder high school course is now dedicated to teaching American guilt. That's it. It's part of this bigger picture. This isn't coincidence that all these little things that knock us down just happen to be going on at the same time. It's a way to demoralize us and take the pride and change the history, make our history an evil thing. Evil. That way it can be changed. Oh, a guilt. And you see it, people. You see the guilt, the blatant, rampant guilt of us living an amazing life. The fact that no one is literally starving to death in this country. I get heat for saying this all the time. There are hungry children all over the place. There's poverty and there. Yes, but no one is literally starving to death in this country. I don't think it could be said in any other country. You don't see people on the side of the streets in a field dying of starvation. Occasionally there's a maniac that locks their kid to a radiator and doesn't let him eat. There are children that obviously are not getting the food they need on a daily basis and are suffering from malnutrition. But we're not seeing this starvation going on. Do you know how amazing that is in a country of 300 million people? That's amazing. And that should be something we should be proud of. But we're guilty about it. We're guilty that we have so much food and shelter for people. And why? Bask in our exceptionalism as Americans. Feel good about yourself. Feel proud. Want to do more. Want to be better. And restore some pride again to how we feel as Americans. And not so much like we're this horrible group of people that have done nothing but terrorize the earth with our amazingness. Be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late.
800-328-1860. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, until tonight only, InfoWars, giving you free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this week's Reclaiming Liberty special. Now is the time to get your super high-quality nutraceuticals, storable food, heirloom seeds, water filters, made-in-America gear, and so much more. What are you waiting for, by the way? The world's coming apart at the seams. You got a go bag? I got a go bag. And it's loaded up with stuff that you need. Made in America. And so much more. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of store-wide free shipping before that's pulled tonight. How you doing, people? We are back. InfoWars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. You could catch me at CompoundMedia.com Monday through Thursday from 6 or 4 to 6 p.m. I don't even know what I'm on. It's 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on CompoundMedia.com. I love being here at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much to Alex Jones and his staff over there who are amazing. I love it. The media, oh boy, they have shown their true colors this election. Before we knew how biased they were and how terrible and unfair they've been to the candidates. But until this election, they almost tried to hide it. You would talk about liberal bias in the media and people would be like, oh, stop, you're paranoid. Oh, please. Oh, they're biased the other way, here, here, and here. But, man, have they just, they're so desperate to get their candidate elected and to keep Trump out that they've just gone full bias. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. And you could see just striking examples of this on a daily basis. One thing I've noticed, and they've never done this. There it is. Conservatives. Yep. You're right. The media is very liberal, liberal bias. Guns. I've been in so many arguments with people about the Second Amendment, guns, gun rights, types of guns. I've never seen a less informed group of people than liberal anti-gun, the liberal anti-gun crowd. They know nothing about the laws, the mechanics of guns, how they're used, when they're used, the laws. They know nothing, yet they know everything when you argue with them. So what I was noticing when I argue with people is, oh, you know, guns are never used to thwart crimes. Most of the time they're used to accidentally kill a child or shoot a spouse or something like that. And the truth of the matter is they're used plenty of times in thwarting crimes. We've seen it time and time again. You have to look, though. I like going to the NRA. They have a list of situations where people have used guns to thwart crimes and protect themselves. Armed citizen, it's called. Armed citizen. Get that information out there because it really is amazing and the press will never report on it. Thank you so much for being here. I'm ecstatic to once again do InfoWars.com. Again, you can hear me on Compound Media from Monday to Thursday, 4 to 6. Thank you so much. I'm Anthony Cumia. This has been InfoWars.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.